Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Efficient Homestead Podcast. I told myself after the last episode, after I got finished editing, had it published, everything, listened to it a couple of times, that when I did another episode, I would take notes, write down some notes, an outline of how the episode was supposed to go, and be a little more organized in my presentation. But I did not. So we're just going to wing it again. I'm on my drive home. It is 8 p.m. I've been at work since 7 a.m. And I've got a 45-minute drive home. So I thought I'd use this opportunity to talk to y'all just a little bit. So last episode we talked about we were going to go on a camping trip. And we did that. We left the house Friday afternoon, got to the camping area, a few hours before dark, got set up in our tent. Some other family members had rented a couple of the yurts that were close by, so we camped out on the grassy areas around the yurts. And that worked pretty well Friday night, except that it got really cold and some storms were moving in on Saturday. So we decided to go to the office and find out if we could possibly rent one of the other yurts. So it turns out that there was a yurt available, $100 for the yurt, and we got the use of another one of the golf carts that we used to shuttle our gear back and forth. So we stayed in the yurt, had that reserved for Saturday night. During the day Saturday, we did some fishing, we cooked, we gathered firewood, and it rained off and on all day Saturday. So about noon, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, I got into the tent. Luckily, we'd taken our bedding and stuff out, but we still had the air mattress set up in there, and one of our bags was still in there, and the rain had seeped through the tent and got everything soaked. We had about an inch of standing water in places inside the floor of the tent. Even though I had sprayed all the seams with seam sealer and the tent appeared to be in pretty good shape, the rain fly looked good, but obviously was not. So luckily we had the yurt. We got the heater cranked up in the yurt and stayed in there Saturday night. That worked out very well. We all congregated in one of the other yurts and played some games and listened to some music and ate. We had a grand time. So the camping trip was overall it was a success. If anybody has any idea about going out to Natural Falls State Park and staying in one of the yurts, I highly recommend it. So fast forward to this last weekend, we had some freeze warnings for Friday night, and we put some plastic over some of the tender vegetables, the broccoli and the cauliflower, and the Brussels sprouts, and then we put some straw around the onion sets, and our beets are starting to come up, and the carrots, so we just put straw around all those. And then covered the others with plastic. Covered one of the fruit trees that had budded out. We covered it with plastic on some T-posts and a piece of PVC pipe that we had in the ground there. So we got all that protected. They seemed to weather the frost pretty well. And then Sunday we tilled up the main garden plot after we'd shoveled a bunch of compost into there, got it all tilled up and raked out smooth again. So we are ready to plant there, but it's still a little bit early. Today, April 1st, and our normal last freeze date for spring is April 15th, so we're going to hang on for just a little bit. We have Herbal Affair coming up in Sand Springs on April the 13th, I believe. So that's a couple of weeks away. And we'll probably buy a lot of our plants there. We found a really good vendor for pepper plants. I don't remember the name of the place, or I tell you. But they were really good pepper plants. We bought several from them last year, and they performed very well. Some Fooled You jalapenos that were just amazing. Had real good jalapeno flavor, but no heat whatsoever. Real good addition to the garden. We'll be doing some more of those for sure. The chickens still doing great. We've got 7 hens. I realized I neglected to tell you, I was talking about the number of eggs that we get, but I had neglected to tell you how many hens we have. So we've got 7 hens, still have 3 roosters. Need to do something about that, but I don't know. I'm a little bit attached to the roosters, I guess. So it's going to be hard to butcher the one remaining rooster that we want to get rid of. One of them is strictly off limits. His name is Chocolate, named by our granddaughter, who still calls from time to time and asks about Chocolate. So Chocolate will be safe forever. And then we have a white rooster, Henry, who is a really good rooster, takes good care of his ladies, calls them to eat. Anytime he finds something, a scrumptious morsel someplace, he calls them over to get some. And good watchdog, watches out for them. So I hate to get rid of Henry. So we'll probably just keep 2 roosters going forward with these 7 hens. And we may add to the flock a little bit. Oh, speaking of adding to the flock a little bit, we have purchased 2 baby ducks that are right now in the house in a large tub underneath the heat lamp. Our daughter is taking care of them because she wanted ducks, but I'm sure they'll end up cruising around with the chickens within the next 2 or 3 months anyway. So that's pretty much the homestead update. I appreciate you guys listening. Please hit subscribe. I'm going to try to get one of these out at least every other week. Try to get maybe a few more than that, maybe every week for a little bit. But at least every other week, I'll try to touch base, tell you what we're up to. Going forward, we do have some projects. We're going to move our compost bin, trying to be more efficient. Whenever I set it all up to begin with, I had the compost bin on one side of the shop and the garden area on the other side of the shop, and quickly realized when it came time to transfer the compost from the bin to the garden that I was not being very efficient at all. So we will be relocating that. And like I said, we'll be planting soon. We may start some seeds in our sunroom. Try to write a blog post about that, and we'll talk some more about that on the podcast in the future. Thank you guys for joining us. Please check out our website. I'm trying to get the new website up at theefficienthomestead.com. Right now we are at theefficienthomestead.wordpress.com, but we're going to try to get our own hosting service set up and try to do that. So again, I appreciate you guys listening, and have a great day and a good weekend coming up. Thank you.